Well, we welcome you to our Good Friday Communion service, always a highlight in the life of our church and in the life of every true believer, as we remember what our Lord did for us on Passover, Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, 2,000 years ago, probably in the year 30 AD. He, at the moment the Passover lambs were being slain nearby in the temple, he laid down his life for us as our Passover lamb. We welcome you and trust that it'll be a wonderful time of worship as we remember his life and his death, and we celebrate the reality of his resurrection on Sunday. Join me in prayer as we begin our time. Our Father, it is with great joy that we come. Lord, we obviously are sad with the reality that it was our sins that caused this day. But at the same time, like the Apostle Paul, Father, we glory, we boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it is through that cross that you have drawn us to yourself, that you have reconciled us, that we who were once your enemies are now your friends and even your children. Lord, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for his perfect life, his substitutionary death, and his resurrection. And I pray this afternoon, as we remember his death, as we reflect on all that it meant for us, Lord, fill our hearts with true and genuine worship and with joy as we boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tom. We're going to begin our time together singing Our Great Savior. Let's stand together as we sing.
Thank you.
wonderful singing. You can be seated. The ensemble comes now to sing for us with Kirsten on a solo, and then after that, Stefan Giles will join us with the choir on It Was Finished on the Cross.
All the scars for the worst in all of us. Once we all stood as captive slaves, the bonds of sin and death our chains, but he with blood our freedom bought. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. The weight of sin, the sting of death, was swallowed up by righteousness and vanquished by the Son of God. It was finished on the cross. Yes, it was finished on the cross. Now we rejoice in victory. We lift our eyes to Calvary. Before the battle has begun, by Jesus' blood it has been won. Yes, it was finished on the cross. Flesh is waging war within. Though sin remains, our guilt is gone. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. His gift of with urge to merit or repay, we need not live to pay the cost. It was finished on the cross. Yes, it was finished on.
Let's stand together once again, continuing on that theme, all sufficient merit. beautiful singing tonight. Our choir is going to sing for us now an arrangement of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
Thank you.
There is a blood that cost a life, that paid my way. Death is price. When it flowed down from the cross, my sins were gone, my sins forgot. There is a grave that tried to hide this precious blood that gave me life. But in 3 days, he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense. So I come to tell you he's alive, to tell you that he tries every tear that falls. So I come to tell you that he saves, to shout and to proclaim that he's coming back for you. There is a blood that sights the blind, that heals the sick, the lonely finds. It has the power to free the bound as chains they fall upon the ground. So pour it out and cleanse my soul, and let this liquid glory flow. Because he lives to make me whole, I owe my life, I owe my all. So I come to tell you he's alive, to tell you that he drives every that falls. Oh, so I come to tell you that he saves, to shout and to proclaim that he's coming back for you. Oh, I come to tell you he's alive, to tell you that he drives every tear that falls. Jesus. that tried to hide this precious blood that gave me life. But in 3 days, he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense.
Stefan, choir, instruments. You have one more chance to sing with us here. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Let's stand together as we sing it.
Have your copy of God's Word with you, or you can grab the one there in front of you, or you can just listen. I want us to read Matthew 27. Matthew 27, Matthew's account of the crucifixion of our Lord. Matthew 27, and I'll begin reading in verse 33. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they gave him wine to drink mixed with gall. And after tasting it, he was unwilling to drink. And when they had crucified him, they divided up his garments among themselves by casting lots. And sitting down, they began to keep watch over him there. And above his head, they put up the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." At that time, two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him and saying, "He saved others. He can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross and we'll believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he delights in him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" The robbers who had been crucified with him were also insulting him with the same words. Now from the sixth hour, darkness fell upon all the land until the ninth hour. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of those who were standing there, when they heard it, began saying, "This man is calling for Elijah." Immediately one of them ran, and taking a sponge, he filled it with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave him a drink. But the rest of them said, "Let's see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now the centurion and those who were with him keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, became very frightened and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." It was on 3 o'clock on that Friday afternoon that our Lord chose to give his life. He yielded up his spirit. He said, "No man takes my life from me. I give it up of my own accord." And he said, "No greater love has anyone than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." That's what he did on that afternoon. And he laid down his life as our substitute, the substitute for all who would believe in him. If you're here this afternoon and you're a follower of Jesus Christ, if you've repented of your sins and you've put your faith in him, then he gave us a way to remember him in the ordinance we call the Lord's table. It's only for believers. He only instituted this after Judas left the Last Supper because he wanted it to be solely for those who were truly his. So this afternoon, if you are a true follower of Jesus, if you've repented of your sins, put your faith in him, and you're willing to confess your sins to him even now and seek his forgiveness, then this is for you to remember him. Take a moment as the men come in silent prayer and seek the Lord's forgiveness and express your thanks. Our Father, as we gather on this afternoon and remember our Lord's death, I pray that all of us who know and love you through him, that you would take us back in our mind's eye to the scene that we have just read. Lord, remind us that these things really happened, that it happened on a real day like this one, on a Friday 2,000 years ago. That it happened in a real place that we can still visit. It happened to a real human being who was also fully and completely your son. Father, remind us as we look at the Lord Jesus in our mind's eye dying on the cross, as we have just read the story, remind us, O God, that our only hope in life and death is his death for us. That if we stand before you without his blood applied to our lives, we will incur your eternal judgment. Father, remind us that the only way we can ever experience forgiveness, the only way we can ever enter heaven, the only way we can be reconciled to you, our Creator, have a relationship with you, is through the death of your Son on the cross, as he endured the penalty for everyone who would ever believe in him, so that you could be just and forgive us. Oh God, grip our souls with what we remember this afternoon. And Lord, as we come, those of us who are followers of his, to take up the Lord's table, to remember him, Lord, we come confessing our sins. We have already experienced the bath of our souls in salvation. But as we walk through this world, we gather up its dust on our feet. And so we come this afternoon asking for the forgiveness, not of a judge, but the forgiveness of a father, so that we can take of the Lord's table in a way that honors you. Lord, bring our sins to mind, the sins that we need to acknowledge before you and confess before you, sins of thought, sins of word, sins of action, sins of commission, and sins of omission. Father, bring them to mind even now and help us to open our hearts to you in true confession. And then, Father, I pray that you would receive the worship we bring as we remember what your Son did for us. We pray it in his name. Amen. As the men pass the bread, let's sing together.
Come behold the wondrous mystery in the dawning of the King. He the theme of heaven's praises, robed in frail humanity. In our longing, in our darkness, now the light of life has come. Gone flesh to ransom us. Come behold the wondrous mystery, he the perfect Son of Man, in his living, in his suffering, never traced no stain of sin. See the true and better Adam come to save the hell-bound man. Christ the great and sure fulfillment of the law, in him we stand. Come behold the wondrous mystery, Christ the Lord up on the tree. In the stead of ruined sinners hangs the Lamb in victory. See the price of our redemption, see the Father's plan unfold, bringing many sons to glory, grace unmeasured, love untold. Come behold the wondrous mystery, slain by death the God of life, but no grave the Lord, he is alive. What a
On the Thursday night before our Lord's crucifixion, he was having the Passover meal with his disciples. And at the end of that meal, he took the elements that were a part of the Passover meal and he gave us this way to remember him. Here's how Matthew records it. He says, while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples. And he said, take, eat, this is my body. Obviously, it wasn't literally his body. He was there with them. Instead, he was saying, this bread reminds you of my body offered for you. Paul said, he added, this is my body which is for you, or which is given for you. So this bread that has no yeast in it reminds us that Jesus was perfectly human, that he had no sin, and that he offered his perfect humanity, dying in the place of everyone who would ever believe in him. He said, do this to remember me. Let's remember him together. Our Father, we thank you for the incredible reality that you gave heaven's best for earth's worst. Lord, you gave your only begotten Son for us. You demonstrated your love and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Father, I pray that you would fill our hearts with a greater, deeper sense of awareness of what he accomplished for us that day outside the walls of Jerusalem as he yielded up his spirit, as he suffered and died. And his greatest suffering was under your hand. Enduring the wrath my sins deserve forever, and the sins of every person here who will ever believe in Christ deserve forever. Father, we thank you and praise you for the Savior, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. As the men pass the cup, let's continue to sing together. That Friday afternoon, as Jesus was dying just outside the walls of Jerusalem, just over a short distance away on the Temple Mount, thousands of Passover lambs were dying. Their blood was being shed. All of those sacrifices had one simple lesson. It's the lesson that Hebrews reminds us of: without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Think about your sins. What that's saying is you could not be forgiven unless somebody paid. God's justice demanded it. And that's exactly what Jesus did in the place of all who would believe in him. Here's how he described it to his disciples. It says, "When he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins.'" He said, that fruit of the vine and the cup you hold reminds us that a life had to be given to pay for your sins so that God could forgive you. And he said, "Do this to remember me." Let's remember him together. Our Father, we thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he poured out his life in the violent death of a sacrifice, satisfying your justice, purchasing forgiveness for all who would ever believe in him. Father, we thank you for the opportunity this afternoon to remember the amazing reality that gripped the heart of the Apostle Paul, that he loved me and he gave himself for me. Father, for all of us who are in Christ, don't let us ever get over that simple but profound reality that we stand forgiven at the cross because his life was poured out in death instead of us. Father, I pray for those here this afternoon who don't know you. Lord, they have sung the gospel, they have seen it enacted in the Lord's table, and I pray that you would bring them to true repentance and faith even this afternoon. And Lord, for the rest of us, thank you for what happened on Friday. But Lord, we are so thankful that is not the end of the story, that on Sunday morning, he was alive, showing his power to save. We thank you that he's coming, even as we heard sung so beautifully, that he's coming back for us. Lord, fill our hearts with worship and joy and praise and love as we celebrate both his death for us and his glorious resurrection. We pray in his name. Amen. Well, I hope that you will come back and be with us on the Lord's Day, on Sunday, for Resurrection Sunday as we celebrate that great reality. As you leave today, if you take those little cups with you, there'll be trash receptacles in the exits. That'll help us prepare for Sunday. It's become a tradition here in our church as we celebrate Good Friday to end our service with Amazing Grace played on the bagpipes. We're so grateful for our own Don Harris, who has done that for many years. I'd ask you to remain where you are in a mood of reflection and prayer. He'll play through Amazing Grace two times, and then you are dismissed, and we'll see you on the Lord's Day.